Hi, and welcome to my FOSDEM22 talk on Managram. I will talk about the design of a pragmatic, fully asynchronous microkernel. Let me first give you some background. So I work in academia, currently at Humboldt University of Berlin. I'm currently working on distributed graph algorithms, which is a research grant by the German Research Foundation. But today I'm talking about an open source project, Managram, which is an operating system. Today we'll talk about its kernel in particular. It's an open source project. It's written in modern C++. It has been active for quite some time and it has many active contributors. Let's first look at some screenshots to demonstrate the capabilities of Managram. So here we see some screenshots demonstrating, on the one hand, GDK running in Weston, which is the Wayland reference implementation. We also see some OpenGL application here, some X11 application. Yeah. Let me now explain what Managram is all about. So Managram is a general purpose OS. It has a focus on asynchronous I/O, and by asynchronous or fully asynchronous I/O, I mean that basically all system calls or almost all system calls are asynchronous. So user space can start many system calls without waiting for them to complete. And in the meantime, it can do some work on the CPU. Using that design, it's also easy to make all the drivers asynchronous, all the servers asynchronous, and so on. Managram also has a good source level compatibility with Linux that we achieve by a emulation in user space. I should note that this is really source level, so you need to recompile your application to port it to Managram, and we can just run a random Linux binary on Managram that doesn't work. The advantage of the asynchronous design is that we can handle high numbers of concurrent requests using fewer resources. So, for example, using fewer threads and therefore also fewer RAM to store the stacks of these threads. We also need less CPU time. And that is really good if we look at servers. That's really an advantage for servers that need to handle high numbers of requests. The OS also works on desktops, on mobile devices, and so on. But we really assume that you have a few megabytes of RAM, so it's not really suited for the tiniest microcontrollers. Of course, you can also use the OS to play Doom if you want to. It would be pretty disappointing if there was no Doom port. Okay, so the remainder of this talk will be split into two parts. The first part will look at the overall system architecture, and the second part will look at inter-process communication, so IPC. And we do that because IPC is one of the most important features of each microkernel, and each microkernel typically has its own approach to IPC. So we look at Managram's approach in particular. Okay, let's talk about the general system architecture and what kind of components the OS consists of and how these components interact. So first I want to talk about in what sense is Managram pragmatic, because that's part of the title of this talk. We first look at L4, actually a different microkernel, which follows a kind of minimality principle, which says that a concept is only tolerated inside the kernel if it can't be moved out. Basically, if any other implementation would make the system unusable or unsafe. That means that the microkernel should provide safety features. So it should provide proper isolation of tasks, and it needs to provide means for the tasks to